It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Any word on some of our other co-hosts that you've kind of recommended, like Barbara Honegger or Janice Karpinski? I talked to them for just a couple minutes.
Oh, good question. Okay, now, I know General Karpinski. You know, I can only get a hold of her about once every 2.5 to 3 weeks. So, and so
I managed to talk to her for a minute. Believe it or not, I called her and I managed to get her for a couple minutes.
You did?
Yeah, okay, about a week or so ago. You know, just to talk to her. She sounded like she was kind of interested in coming on because I mentioned your name. So if you'd call her and just say if you want to, you can even come on with her for it to kind of get intro her up, because it sounds like she's smart. She sounds like she's a little shy. Is she?
No, she's a little cautious. We'll put it that way.
Oh, cautious. Maybe that's it. Not shy, but cautious.
After all that she's been through. Yes.
We're going live here, by the way. I think we are live right now. We are live. We have Greg Ford here now. Greg, you are, I got to describe you. You were a super genius with not only intel, but information about every geopolitical thing going behind the scenes of the things that I know. I've met very few people that are up in the same range as I am in terms of understanding what the heck's going on behind the scenes, and you're up there. In many cases, you know stuff I don't know, and vice versa. I know a few things that connect the dots and stuff you don't know, so we're almost like intel agents separated at birth. What do you think of that? Is that pretty funny?
Well, I guess I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, I mean, I'm amazed by you. I mean, our discussion on the weekend, we did a 2-hour and 14-minute video, which is part 5 of our series of videos we've done. You asked earlier today if you want to do video, and you're talking about Skype. No. I'm a techie. I have a custom-made supercomputer here, and I'm trained up for the last 13, 14 years on Vimeo, YouTube, and I can do 5-site instantaneous high-definition video broadcasting like Fox or any other network, and I can put you on and just send you a hyperlink on Google Chrome, and you can go right on camera. You can be on your phone. You can be on a peripheral camera. You can be almost anywhere. You just open the link. Bam, you're on. And you need a headset and, of course, an earphone so you don't get feedback. But beyond that, you just need to have Google Chrome. And it's way more definition. It's instantly broadcast, by the way, to Vimeo, YouTube, Facebook, etc. And, of course, that instant broadcasting means it goes out, even if it's unfiltered by anybody, including the NSA, it goes, bam, out to the blogosphere. So you told me a lot of things today, connecting a lot of different dots. The big thing over the last week that you inspired me on Wednesday, in fact, you made me lose sleep. Because oftentimes when I get tweaked by something like an event by somebody like you, who's a super genius on this stuff, I went back and did a lot of prayer. And for the last number of decades, I've been tracking the thing because I got turned into a spook 26 years ago when I got above top secret clearance working at CECOM. And I worked taking care of employees working on the most classified projects in Colorado. And what I learned back 26 years ago was that the primary node for the virtual matrix or world, you know, like the movie The Matrix, for the digital world that they're building for everyone, and this is, by the way, neither left nor right, it's just being built, is in Colorado. And the Mark of the Beast system isn't coming from Beijing or Moscow or Johannesburg, it's coming from the United States. It's tied to the IMF, it's tied to the World Bank, it's tied to the United Nations, which is in New York City. It's tied to the digital control, and the same people are involved here. In fact, you mentioned today, we talked, must be for over an hour, about all the connections of the Trump family, the Bush family, the globalists, it goes back to the Nazis, it goes back to all kinds of stuff. And, I'd like you to kind of expand on this, because you're an expert and have with Mr. William Barnswell digital security encryption software, because the most sensitive thing that's putting us in greatest danger isn't the fact we don't have missile defense or biological identification of a bioweapon coming into a port of entry. The biggest danger we have right now is the artificial intelligence system called the Beast in the Bible, and the digital weakness of our air traffic controllers, sewage treatment, power plants, and our financial things, that we can be paralyzed. In fact, even our satellites can be paralyzed and not even fire off or target nuclear weapons in space super cyber hacking. And the Chinese have the largest cyber hacking population of about more than 250,000. Both the most advanced hackers in the world, besides us, which we are very good at it, because we invented the system, and the backdoors. We have backdoors to every system, including Microsoft and Apple. In fact, the they tortured, people don't know this, but they tortured the director of Microsoft and warned him that if he didn't allow a backdoor, they're not going to let him advance his current system. And now, by the way, Windows 10 is the last non-AI system for operating systems. The next operating system for Windows, which I think comes out next year, is artificially intelligent. In other words, it's a cyber being that'll be interacting with you. And people don't know this, that next year, this is 2020, is the first layer of the final implementation of the digital tracking of every citizen on Earth, otherwise known as the Matrix, or, in the Bible, the Mark of the Beast. In other words, the first implementations of chipping and biometric tracking of every citizen on Earth, with the final implementation date, or at least the first layer, October 1st, for every nation on Earth. If you don't have it, you can't travel across state lines or take a flight or whatever if you don't have a national or world ID compliant travel visa or whatever. In other words, the dang Mark of the Beast starts next year. What do you think of that?
I'm fairly confident that it is going to happen, yes.
Right, right. And I've been tracking this for, 26 years. Plus, before that 26 years, back in 1993, which is a long time now, that's, years before that, I was, in October 10th, 1993, shown supernaturally what I was taken to the city from which the Mark of the Beast would come. In February 20, 1994, my wife told me that she was going to got a dream that she should just call the hospitals. And I got the job literally 4 days later with Major Swinder. And it took 9 months to the day to get security clearance. So on July 10th, 1994, because they started working on July 1st, I walked in Schriever Air Force Base 2 miles underground and other classified facilities because I had above top secret clearance, which is the same level at or above the president. And of course, I have my technical background. I could understand what these characters are doing, whether it's Donald J. Trump's uncle seized all the documents and boxes from Nikola Tesla that were the plasma death ray machines, which we now have implemented in White Sands Missile Base. We didn't build enough of them to protect us from incoming missiles. We didn't build a brilliant pebble system, which was supposed to be postulated, and I took care and actually interacted with a four-star general underground at Schriever Air Force Base that he sat between Gorbachev and Reagan back when Reagan announced Star Wars, which is they were talking about this with Lyndon LaRouche about sharing it with the Russians if we could come to some kind of agreement so nuclear powers wouldn't proliferate their nuclear weapons. And Gorbachev basically not only had a bird, but he came back as a professor in America, and he's very concerned right now about the danger between what's going on with Iran and the Middle East and Russia being hauled literally like Ezekiel 38 and 39 into a nuclear conflict with America, because this is all being engineered by Luciferian globalists above everybody else, isn't it? It's not something that's being willingly done by even political leaders or people on lower levels of the Masonic hierarchy. It's being manipulated by Luciferic control freaks that want to terminate the human race, don't they?
Did you say brilliant pebble?
Yeah, the brilliant pebble system was the one that they postulated back in 1980s with Ronald Reagan telling Gorbachev with his four-star general in between. And the brilliant pebbles was to put up 70,000 low Earth orbit satellites that would hit any incoming missiles before it went into reentry by literally kinetic weapons that would target and hit these missiles as they came in and blow them up in space. And what people don't understand is this system was never fully implemented. In fact, in the spring of this year, after 4 years of study, Boeing Aerospace turned down a $200+ billion contract to do the first phase of a proper missile defense would be better than what's called theater air defense. Now, Gulf War I by George Bush Sr. was delayed from the summer of 1990 to February 1991 because when they were designing the anti-missile systems, they had built the Patriot more than a decade and a half earlier, but it was so poor they decided to upgrade to the THAAD or theater air defense, and they didn't have any Patriots, but they didn't want to give the Patriots the theater air defense system to either Israel or allies like Japan in the Far East. So they actually didn't prosecute the Gulf War I battle until they actually could bring Patriot systems into Israel, which are inferior. People don't know this, do they?
No, I just asked the question because you're probably the first person I've heard in years mention Brilliant Pebble, and I worked with the reentry trajectory frequencies on designing the Brilliant Pebble system years
right.
ago, of course.
Right. Well, the thing is, you got to understand, now, people want to argue with me, look, I don't know everything. If you have an experience, you don't have to. You can have a normal IQ, and you have an experience, and you can teach me. But if you want to attack information or the analysis of things that I do, that's why I feel like when I talk to you, it's like you're my brother. You're my intel brother that understands things that I talk about, because I often talk too fast, I get technical, and people need to understand I'm not normal in any current way, okay? I have talents and abilities intellectually and spiritually that are superhuman. It's not for my sake. It's a pain in the butt, to be honest with you, because I'm trying to save the human race from annihilation, from an evil and intelligence that far exceeds the average human race. And people are at different levels. For example, we have Donald J. Trump. His father was very involved with doing some, unseemly economic things going right back. We know that George Bush Sr.'s father actually was involved with actually funding the Nazis. And in fact, his name is not Bush, from what I heard from my sources. His name was changed. It was Scherf. It turns out George Bush Sr.'s father was basically the assistant for Nikola Tesla. Have you heard that before?
Yes, I have. I heard the name, and this is fairly recently, that their last name in German was Schaff. I believe
that's right,
the same
Schaff.
Name.
Schaff. And they converted it, but it's Schaff exactly. And what happens is it's Donald J. Trump's uncle in the 1940s that sees the documents and boxes from Nikola Tesla. They were in his hotel in New York City when he died. And remember, he was persecuted by the intel agencies because he knew what he had. And when they went in there, they actually seized all the boxes. And I know, because I took care of the employees working at White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico and Vandenberg, where we did most of our testing anti-missile systems in America. They're also being tested in Israel now, a lot of them in Israel. But they built the Tesla Violet Ray machine, Tesla Death Ray machine systems to actually vaporize with a plasma weapon items in space, which can hit them at approaching light speed with plasma weapons. They didn't build enough of them to have full missile protection, but they did do it. I mean, and we have that technology. People don't realize that we've also had a lot of technology we used to actually weaponize space. So the planet, the primary nation putting up the nanoparticles to weaponize planet Earth is America. Nanoparticle, thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum. And Tesla developed theories of harmonic resonance to create torsion fields, which are gravitonic field effects. The next generation from the Tesla, from the project in Alaska, the radio array system they had there, remember that? And they developed this technology to actually steer weather systems and actually trigger off by setting up resonant fields over earthquakes and volcanic areas to trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes and steer weather systems. So America is the prescient nation that's weaponized the planet Earth, and the technology they use is all Tesla's. And it was all seized by Donald J. Trump's uncle in the 1940s from a hotel in New York. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was his uncle that seized all of it. We have all of that information. Now, the Russians had some, and they actually tried to spy, but they only got so far. And the Russians are very advanced in terms of scalar technology. They developed scalar antiviral weapons that can kill a virus thousands of miles. But, you know, whether it's weather modification or anything, the Russians are like a distant second, and there's three other nations with weather modification technology, including Britain and France and Germany. None of the Asian nations have really advanced weather modification, including China. They'd like to get it, but they don't have it yet. And people don't realize that America is the prescient beast nation. That's why anybody thinking they're going to take on America financially or geopolitically or militarily are delusional. But what they're trying to do is they want to get rid of Trump. That's why all this stuff's going on. Because if Trump gets a second term, even if he's got some dark things in his past with his father, he's going to have his Space Force make us totally resilient against missile defense. The financial systems, including his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, set up the third section of what's called the Council on Foreign Relations Trade Zones, which are in the Bible. It talks about the 10 kings shall give their power to the beast for 1 hour. Zone 3, which is North America, the United States, Mexico, and Canada, is Zone 3 of the CFR plan for a world government run by the globalist bankocracy. And believe it or not, Trump is directly involved with it. So you have to understand, although Hillary Clinton was evil, and I call her Hitler, Rotten Clinton, the powers that be that control and manage Trump.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We were off there for a minute, eh? We're coming back, so I'm going to repeat some of this stuff. I was just so excited I didn't hear the bumper. So we're back, so I want to talk about this. So it turns out ringwoodite, which is rock from the deep mantle of the Earth, actually creates water, and water drives earthquakes and volcanoes. And gravity waves from the sun and from, let's say, supernova and distant parts of the galaxy trigger off the release of ringwoodite unstable nuclei, to release basically nascent oxygen and hydrogen, which is deuterium and tritium-free water that lowers the melting point of rock. Every tectonic plate is a resonant frequency, so they've mapped out all the resonant frequencies for all the tectonic plates, so they can actually tune from space with a HARP-like space-based technology, and they weaponize the upper atmosphere with nanoparticle, thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum. And I took care of the pilots, the technicians flying out of Aurora, Colorado, the primary site in Colorado is where they actually fly these Hercules to about 40,000 feet, which is as high as they can go. And then their drones go higher than that, and they dump out nanoparticle, thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum that take 2.5 to 4 years to drop to ground. And by the way, when they do drop to ground, they weaponize people and animals and so on, so that things like 5G can actually turn you into an identifiable source of harmonic radiation so they can track you. And so by weaponizing the Earth, they can steer the weather systems and cause droughts, superstorms, earthquakes, and volcanoes. And the primary nation that's done that is America, and the primary people who've done it is the United States. And the person who got the technology was Donald J. Trump's uncle, who seized Tesla's documents that created these technologies back in the 1940s. Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
So I'm even showing you things that you didn't know, right?
Yes, you know, being...
But you can connect the dots, so I want you to connect it, because you need to know this is tied to...
I've always heard rumors.
Well, these are facts, okay? Now, what happens is, that's when people say, well, that's just your theory, Deagle. No, it's not. Just like when I was talking there earlier about this is speculation, when I talked to Lloyd Merrifield about the coming Mark of the Beast. Look, it's published October 1 ID. I know from being turned into a spook 26 years ago and talking to spooks like yourself, I call it spooks because we know stuff that other people think is nuts. I mean, you're just crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. No, we've gone through hell to find this stuff out the hard way. And in fact, we've been in grave danger. Many of our colleagues have been killed or renditioned like yourself, right? Or persecuted and driven right out of your professions like I was driven out of medicine because of just what I knew. It wasn't about dealing with patients at all. It's because I released information with the Prophecy Club to do three tours of duty. Well, I was working for Reserve Admiral John Hughes, working on Operation Top Off in Dark Winter in 97. He completely freaked out when he realized that I went on three tours of duty while I was working for him and didn't ask for any pay. He said, no, don't worry. I'm just going off in the Prophecy Club and I'm going to go and do a tour talking about Christian stuff. And he didn't realize I was releasing information about the Lockheed Martin project, the Inner Sputnik, and the low Earth orbit satellites and everything, including Schriever Air Force Base. And because I have a photographic memory and advanced knowledge and technology in almost every area from science to computing to metallurgy to quantum biophysics, I'm kind of a dangerous person to talk to because I absorb stuff like Vulcan mind meld and then I can regurgitate it decades later. So I'm not exactly Mr. Average. And God made me this way to deal with people like you that are super geniuses as well. They've gone through living hell and have been renditioned because you knew stuff they didn't want you to know or talk about later, right?
Yeah, I'll second that motion.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people don't know the half of what I've been through, but they don't know the half of what you've been through, or Susan Lindauer will be back on Thursday, or General Janice Karpinski or Barbara Honecker. People need to know these brave people, including myself, that are willing to die for the truth, are literally the last drops of grace before judgment falls on America and the world, because America is doing great good in the world. We've done more good than anybody else. We're willing to rescue any nation, but we've also done more evil along with the damn British. And the crown, which I call the chief reptilian crown of the earth, is the crown of England with the Rothschilds, you know, very intertwined, because genetically they're intertwined since the Battle of Waterloo, where you know, the Rothschilds lied and had their own pension or pension system. And they, when the stock market in Britain collapsed, they bought it all up, and now they control the royals. In fact, even the royal gems are owned by the Rothschilds. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
They're not owned by the Queen. The Queen is actually, she's a functionary vassal of the Rothschilds, and even one of the sons of the current Queen is married to a Rothschild descendant. People need to know that, don't they?
Which son did you say was married?
I'm trying to remember which one it was. I don't have it off the tip of my tongue, but I know it's one of the sons is directly related, directly married to a Rothschild, direct Rothschild descendant. People need to know that the Draco Reptilians and Dwaldenar world leaders control the world through their Druidic Council of 13, and their functionaries include the Queen of England, the Vatican, the world bankers, and of course many of these so-called secure families a lot of times are on both the left or right, or they look squeaky clean. Like one of the things that I'm concerned about with Donald Trump is his father was a Scottish Rite Mason. He was involved with some very dark things. We know that the same thing with the Clintons. In fact, George Bush Sr. made the statement that Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr. are basically blood brothers in a sense, because when they go up to Bohemian Grove, their little shacks right beside each other. And you have to understand that that George Bush Sr. even made the statement that Hillary Clinton would be the daughter he should have had. I mean, he made the statement, didn't he?
Yes, he did. In fact, Barbara Bush seconded that statement not too long ago, that she wished that Hillary Clinton had been her daughter.
Right. Now, you got to understand, Hillary Clinton was a descendant of the Rodhams, which are wizards. Wizards going back centuries in the UK, and they cursed their daughters to a ceremony that looks like the ceremony we call Eyes Wide Shut. Remember that movie?
Yes, I do.
Well, that movie basically channeled it. So I asked God, I said, about 4 or 5 years ago, I asked God to show me what happened to Hillary. Because I pray for her, believe it or not. I pray for Podesta and these people who do evil because they're our lost brothers and sisters. And God showed me this little girl about 8 years of age being brought down a spiral staircase to a basement where they had people with red hoods on, and they had these golden staffs that looked like a goat's head on them, and they were actually marching around an obsidian, large obsidian stone with a naked little boy strapped over it, about to have a Luciferic ceremony where his heart will be cut out after he was doped up. And the blood and tissues were being fed to Hillary Clinton so she could be indwelt by a transdimensional Draco entity, which avatars the global leaders. And they did it. They cursed her. In fact, the most powerful thing you can do in high-level Luciferic masonry is to curse your own bloodline. And her parents did it. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. You have to understand that this is the bloodline is controlled primarily, all these different alien beings, which are, if you go to Gen 6 conference, and there's many different alien beings even in our local cosmos, but the primary controller of all of them is the Dracos from Draco Alpha Draconis in the star system of Orion and the belt of Orion. If you go back to ancient books, through the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, and ancient books, long before the Bible even was written, you find that they all understood this, and they call them the Ancient Ones, or later they call them the Druids. And the council that runs Earth right now is the Druidic Council of 13. And the head of that council is called the Pindar, which means the penis of the dragon. These are amphibious reptilians from the star system, and their disembodied spirits are indwelling our world leaders and controlling the New World Order. It's not controlled by humans or crazy humans. It's controlled by possession and oppression by transdimensional aliens from another world that are under the control of Lucifer and his fallen ones. People need to know that, don't they?
Yes.
And this, by the way, is not a theory. I mean, if you look at things like movies like Eyes Wide Shut and many other things, that's why you heard about this guy Q, right? QAnon? What do you think of this guy? Do you think he's real, or do you think
he's
making it up?
I'm constantly being asked questions about who I think QAnon is.
Well, I don't want to answer that, yes, but I want to answer his theories. One of his theories, and I saw it, believe it or not, on Waters World this week. I couldn't believe what Waters did. He had a guy talking about QAnon. And, of course, the theory, this is on Fox, by the way, and Waters is kind of a genius guy. This guy's really smart. But sometimes I think he crosses lines that inside Fox he probably gets himself in trouble, because Fox is part of the problem. That's why they bring on Democrats that come out and say the most crazy things about fascist social communism. But on the other hand, you got to understand the globalist controllers that are behind Donald J. Trump are just as bad, but they're sneakier. They're not as overt, right? So here is QAnon saying that the world leaders are basically pedophilic Draco reptilians that are actually doing human sacrifice. And guess what? Did you know that our head of the Congress, you know what her name is, who's to champion this impeachment?
Who is that?
Nancy Pelosi, I call her.
Oh, yes, my I have tons of evidence. Nancy Pelosi.
Right. I call her Pelosi. She's one of the 8 richest people in America, and she's actually a congresswoman. Her husband's involved with hotels and other things. But you have to understand, she's a high-level... She's a high-level... She was a Catholic, but she's a high-level Luciferic witch involved with pedophilia and human sacrifice. Did you know that?
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Right, and there's lots of evidence for it, okay? Same as other leaders inside the party. In fact, you have to understand, Podesta and Hillary Clinton were involved, and part of the reason why they went to Pedophile Island wasn't just to do, you know, lascivious, weird sex. I mean, you can go to a hotel and do that. They're involved with Luciferic blackmail of other world leaders, including Prince Andrew, because these people are already evil in the first place, and when they get blackmailed, they've got documents and video and everything on them. And so you got to remember that Mr. Agent Epstein was actually an agent primarily of the Mossad and loaned out to MI5, MI6, and CIA Special Activity Division. He became a billionaire because he worked with the billionaire squad that controls Wall Street, and they decided to make him an intel coordinator of what we call sex honeypot blackmail. Right?
Well, I, if I can add something to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Epstein, and it turns out, I didn't realize it, but it turns out that because I'd done some operations that were financial exchange, you know.
Right.
How do you exchange dollars for dinar? Example, okay?
Right.
Well, I didn't realize this, but my system was actually connected that I was using. The CHIM system that I was using at the time was connected to Mr. Epstein's operational fund exchange system. And
so that's how we got so rich, isn't it? Because that operational exchange system is the basis of how we got so smart and so rich, wasn't it?
Exactly. And so that's how Mr. Epstein, very few people realize this, and that's still a big question mark, is how he made his money. And
right.
That's how he made his money, was on these covert, slightly dirty, suspicious operations, okay, as in intelligence operations, drug smuggling operations, you name it, like that. That's what his job was, exchange those currencies, regional residential currencies.
Well, you mentioned something this morning that I didn't know, but I wanted to highlight this now because we've got 3 minutes left of the segment. You mentioned that the oil coming out of Iraq and one of the largest Permian Basin oil fields is in Iraq, which, by the way, became the zone between Turkey and Iraq and Syria. And now they have a deal. That oil was actually the lineal land of the Magi, if you want to call it the Medians, or the Kurds, okay? They're the people, by the way, that married my ancestor, the lineal descendant of Moses, 2,800 years ago. And they're the ones that were the astrologers that actually sent the gifts to Jesus 2,000 years ago, okay? So people need to understand that oil, and you've mentioned this to me, I didn't know this before, was being pulled out of the ground, shipped by corrupt companies tied right back to Donald J. Trump and to other people, including the Bush family, using various companies. And then it was actually brought and GPS coordinated to just drop anchor in American ports and then head straight back without dropping a drop of oil, and then bring that oil to these super refineries built in Iraq under Saddam Hussein. Now, you got to remember, Saddam Hussein is a CIA operative. He was recruited by George Bush Sr. on the streets of Baghdad, and I think it was 50s or 60s? It was a long time ago. 58, right? So it was even before the assassination of Kennedy. And so you have to understand, Saddam was CIA. And when his wife went to see the guy they captured, they said it was Saddam. He was 6 inches shorter than Saddam and had crooked teeth, so it was not Saddam. We don't even know what really happened to Uday and Qusi. You know a little bit about them because you knew Saddam personally. What my evidence is that they were escaped with a lot of money. I get sarcastic because I don't have facts on this, but I say Saddam is probably getting a hot rock massage in Indonesia and had plastic surgery to look like somebody else, maybe a movie star, who knows. But, you know, these guys just like Tim Osman, and you met Tim, right? Tim Osman is the CIA name for Bin Laden. He was the engineer who built the largest airbase in the world outside the United States and near Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Osama was an engineer. Tim Osman.
King Khalid Airbase?
Yep, exactly.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. The actual structure of the airport looks identical to the astral palace of Lucifer in the astral realm. It looks exactly like Lucifer's astral palace. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that, Bill.
Wild, eh? Welcome back. So we're doing some more exchanges on the break. I want you to do some more talking this thing. When I got a little bit motor mouth there, unfortunately I do. But I wanted to explain.
I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, you had noticed. I mean, everybody does. They all say, Deagle, shut up and let your guests talk. I want them to talk. In fact, that's why I do videos where you did a lot of discussion for 2 hours and 14 minutes this Saturday. But you know, one of the things that happened 3 years ago when Donald Trump got elected is I prayed to the Most High God. I said, God, is Donald Trump either the Antichrist or the one to introduce him? And after 2.5 months of bugging God, because usually if I bug God enough, he'll kind of tell me. And now listen to this now. I'm not psychotic. You understand Deagle is different, okay? And sometimes he'll show me in dreams or visions or just give me, kind of, go search here and search there, Deagle, and you'll find the facts on the internet or whatever. Or someone will contact me, like one of my intel agents that I have. And I have people that contact me after the show even. And he spoke to me audibly. He says, stop asking me, Bill. And he called me by my Hebrew name, which is the three letters on your Hebrew white stone. And he said, because if you continue to ask me, I'm going to tell you. Now, I've learned a lesson with God. If you persist in asking him when he's kind of warned you not to, you don't. You don't pursue it because he gave him what's called the keys to what's called the Heliarchon. We're not talking about the Akashic records like they talk about in ancient times and so on. This is the key to the knowledge that God has. He has the key to the knowledge of everything that had ever existed. And if you pray to him and you have a relationship with him, that means not just me, I'm not special. Every person on earth, including the little inner uterine baby, has those potential gifts in them, every single one. But if you persist on things which is not in his will to pray for something, he's going to tell you. And he said, I don't want you to carry the burden of knowing this, but I will reveal what you need to know when the time comes. And unfortunately, what I'm seeing with the discussion I had with you this morning, I've had some significant concerns over Donald J. Trump because we've been trying for 2.5 years to get information through on nukes in La Rochilla Island in Nicaragua, and of course proof that the nukes that North Korea has in Iran are completely Russian. And although we're battling on one level with these countries like Russia, we're also operating on Operation Project Thor, which is strategic space-based depleted uranium linear accelerator weapons with the Russians. Believe it or not, we've collaborated with them, Lockheed Martin or Sputnik, to get them targeting technology for American cities and military bases. And here's the scenario, and I want people to grasp this, because you're the one that kind of made me finally understand this. They're setting America up to capitulate to world government. They don't want to destroy America. They want us to collaborate with world government controlled by the Luciferic global elite. They don't want to have a nuclear war. No. They don't want us to get missile defense. They don't want us to have cybernetic protection of our databases. They want us to be so weakened that whether it's Donald Trump or the next president, they'll capitulate to world government. That's what the whole scenario is, isn't it?
That is exactly the point that I used when I came back from the former workers' paradise at 1999. Okay, I came back 2 days after a complete solar eclipse in Ukraine, and I was also given privy counsel to the American engineers, petroleum engineers that were there working in the Priyoshka Basin, right, and about what they said was going to happen to the Ukraine and why it was happening and why the Ukraine was going to be subjected to all the trauma that is happening today, right now, as we speak. Okay, just pick up the newspaper, turn on CNN, and see what I mean.
In other words, what I'm saying is basically, if Donald Trump gets a second term and he's put in a thing called Space Force, and you have to understand, I sent him 2.5 years ago, and again, seven, 8 months ago, a missile defense system that God showed me how to build called laser net interferometry. And my system will completely make any nation on Earth completely impervious to satellite-based missile attacks. Okay? We don't have it on purpose.
Barometer?
Laser net. I'll explain how it works. The Gerald Bull super cannon, he was basically originally a Canadian. He developed Gerald Bull was the most advanced artillery researcher in the world. Now, the most advanced country that has artillery is Russia. If Russia moves into a battlefield, the first thing they do is pull in their large range artillery. Now, the most advanced artillery developer, this guy's super genius, was Gerald Bull. And he developed a thing called the largest cannons on Earth and the largest artillery systems, but then he developed a thing called a linear accelerator weapon. And you could take a Toyota and every 30 seconds launch one into space using the linear accelerator weapon. He built these damn things in Iraq because Saddam Hussein, working with the CIA, decided, hey, we'll do our test lab in Iraq. So the Iraq was where the Gerald Bull super cannon was. Now, when we took back Iraq, one of the main reasons we went in there is to get the super cannon. Now, I don't know if they've used it because I took care of the people working at White Sands Missile Base in Vandenberg. They're doing all our missile tests on the theater air defense and so on. But they didn't build it.
It was destroyed in place, Bill.
Right. They destroyed it in place, but they have all the technology. Now, it's real simple. I know how to make a... I put up on my site for over 10 years how to build a linear accelerator tube with things you get from our garage and a hardware store. And you can accelerate ball bearings to 10 to 20 times the speed of a bullet that will reach through body armor, level 3 body armor, or a bear cat or anything, even with depleted uranium. It'll whip through it like it's butter. Okay? So you have to understand there's lots of technology, and some I've had on my site for more than a decade, okay? And I'm going to release non-lethal technologies here in the next few months. You can build yourself. I'm not going to ask you for any money or anything. Just build it. Dang it. Phased array scalar technology, okay? So I want people to understand what is going on here is we seize the super cannon. Now, if you take that and you accelerate a small plasma rocket, you don't have a big payload, because the payload is fuel, right? And the plasma rocket contains little laser nets, and these are made with carbon fiber with explosives in the net. And when the net expands, because you're doing ground-based tracking of missiles, you can have those little laser nets kind of expand up to miles and wrap around a missile or a warhead and blow it all to bits in your space. This system is foolproof. It means no one could ever launch anything that can't be taken out. It's way better than just brilliant pebbles trying to hit kinetically a missile to hit a missile. And when they did that with theater air defense, and firstly with the Patriot system, they had a lot of failures back 25, 26 years ago. We were having about a 10% hit rate. Now they got it up to about 70%. But still, I asked the director of Space Command and Missile Defense, I said, now, your system is pretty damn leaky. I'm getting freaked out agents telling me when they're medical visits how bad the system is. I said, how much money and how much time would it take to make it good? He said, well, Deagle, because I know you're, you know, like you're like a Superman understanding this stuff. I said, you're scary. He said, I'm going to tell you straight up. It would take $76 trillion and 2045 before we have it tuned up to where it works. I said, you're kidding. So I said, you created a financial black hole and you're telling the President, Congress, and Senate, you got missile defense and you got nothing. Right? So when Donald J. Trump is talking about Space Force, he's actually starting to instill to put in technology. Not, I'm not necessarily mine, because I've been trying to contact him for over 2 years to put this in, even send him video. And I've been trying to contact him, too, but whistleblowing about the and the Nicaraguan nukes. And in August, I prophesied with on air that on September the 12th, we would receive a letter back from Trump. And this letter was an echo of letters we had for 18 months that indicated he didn't recognize the Nicaraguan nukes by Russia or the La Orchilla Island nukes by Russia. He's not realizing or talking about the fact that the North Korean missiles, which they just launched last week, long-range missiles, or the missiles they have, are completely Russian. They're not Chinese or Iranian or anything else. They're all Russian, right from Rosatom. And so Trump is playing this game. And I know that the world controllers that don't want to, they want America to capitulate, are freaked out that if Trump actually gets in a second term, whatever else you think about him and his crazy family and the dirty deals they made in the past, Trump is trying to set things straight. And if he gets back in and gets missile defense, America will be impervious to at least nuclear attack. Now, scalar biological weapon attack and other technology like epigenetic frequency attack, I have the technology to neutralize those either biological pathogens or scalar radiation technology. No one else has it. I'm the only one on Earth that knows how to do that. And I want people to understand that Donald J. Trump is freaking out the globalists, because if they can't hit America, then we won't capitulate. And they want us to capitulate, and they're starting this whole process next year. George Bush Jr. passed the what's called the Presidential Directive 51 in 2007, the year before Barack Obama took over as president. And that passed over a lot of the powers of the president and actions and control and intel to the Special Activity Division of the CIA, the same people that were involved with the mob, etc., in Israel that killed JFK. So what's going on right now is Donald J. Trump is throwing a wrench into their plan to make America capitulate to world government. And that's why they're proceeding with impeachment, despite the fact they know it's nowhere. They just want to harm him enough he can't get reelected. Because if he gets reelected, we will become impervious to nuclear attack. And that alone will scare the hell out of any other nation. Because even if they could do biological and chemical, if we're attacked, we could annihilate them, and not one citizen in America will die of a nuclear weapon. That's the big deal, isn't it?
That is. And other things concern me.
Well, he's also doing something else that I wanted to tell you about. I asked God after you talked to me on Wednesday, and God said they now have the cybernetic protection against the NSA and cyber hacking. They're not telling anybody that they have it, but they have an encryption code breaking system that it can break any blockchain system on Earth. And that means nobody, including China's Blue Army and the Russians, can hack without the NSA having backdoor ability to neutralize them. So they want them to continue thinking that they have access to our databases of air traffic controllers and their sewage treatment water and electrical power grid, because they're baiting them. And the Russians and Chinese are such crazies. They don't understand America is going to foist the mark of the beast in the whole world, and they're about to capture China and Russia and these other nations. People don't realize the mark of the beast system is being put forward by America, not by Britain. They're just a co-functionary, a part of the two lions of Judah, they call it, the lions of Judah, Britain and America. What's really going on, remember, Judah has become apostate. They're wizards now. They worship the Sepharad Zira and the Talmud of Babylon. The New World Order, some of the highest people in terms of the Druidic Council, are, quote, Jews. They're not real Jews, praisers of God. They're Jews, wizards, like Rabbi Schneerson, who's worshipped by Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of Donald J. Trump, who set up the USMC agreement with Mexico and Canada that's being held by Nancy Pelosi. People need to understand, although Trump has got very good things about what he wants to do, he's doing what is right in his own eyes, not being led by the Spirit of God. And in fact, in many ways, he's actually marching us faster toward the New World Order, isn't he?
I think so.
So if I can get through to the man, and I can witness to him, and I can teach him that I know more than what he thinks I know, and I can talk to agents like you, then I can actually convert the man and get him become a saved, believing president. Right now, he's not. He's like a whirlwind of marketing. And this guy, he's deceived so many people that are religious, like Christians and so on. Because although he may be a believer and he's pro-life, he's not bought out completely by the Spirit of God or doing God's will, because the nature of evil is to do what is right in your own eyes, even if it's good, like the Shriners, helping little babies and people with cancer. But if it's led by your own will and not by the will of God, just like Satan, Satan is a master of good and evil. 90 to 98% of what Satan does looks, tastes, and smells good. People don't get that, do they? They think Satan is only a doer of evil? Wrong. Satan is a doer of his own will, and he's a super genius, so he's able to do both good and evil, like all high-level masons. People don't know that, do they? They think Satan only does evil. They're deceived, aren't they?
Deception, yes.
Yes. And they think, well, no, a high-level mason like the Shriners, why do they have a red hat? That's because of Fez Morocco, was it 9 centuries ago, where they killed 500,000 Christians, cut off their heads and made their blood circulate in their fountains, and took their white fez hats, dunked them, and then put a scimitar on the front of it like the Shriners. What the Shriners are, whether they're Catholic, Muslim, or Christian or whatever, it doesn't matter what religion, they can worship on the Bhagavad Gita. They have that little scimitar to indicate you can worship on any holy book. It could be from the shamans like Kratomutwa in South Africa, the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Bible, the Sepharad Zira, the Talmud of Babylon, as long as there's a holy book, because you accede to a higher power, which is Lucifer control of the world. That's why the Shriners do both good and evil, and so does Satan. People don't know that Satan does good, do they? I'm the first to tell people that. What do you think? Wild, eh?
Yes. Are we still on the air with your
audience? We're going off for a minute. We're coming. Well, no, we're going off. Jeez, I talk.
Okay,
we're
going
to have you back after the show, because I got an interesting discussion, because I said things today and you said things today. You need to have a follow-up. So right after the show, I'll give you a call around 3. Talk to you then.
Yeah, sounds good.
Which was most appropriate because I